Now to a curious finding about severe weather. US researchers have found that hurricanes with feminine names are more deadly than those with masculine names. Sharon Chavit from the University of Illinois has been speaking about the findings to Rachel Carbonell.
We've been interested in how gender biases affect the way people judge things around them, including non-human things like weather patterns.
What did you investigate in relation to gender biases and people's reactions to hurricanes in the United States?
We used more than six decades of death rates from U.S. hurricanes to show that severe hurricanes that have feminine names cause significantly more deaths than do severe masculine-named hurricanes. We wondered why that would be, so we followed up with a series of laboratory experiments, which suggested that this is because hurricane names lead to gender-based expectations about severity. In other words, a storm like Dolly doesn't sound as threatening as a storm like Arthur. And this, in turn, guides people's preparedness to take protective action.
So what do you think that tells us?
One of the things it tells us is that implicit gender biases seem to be operating under the radar without our awareness in the way that we assess the likely risk that a hurricane poses. So it extends what we know from research about gender biases in the judgments of people and shows for the first time that these kinds of gender biases could actually be having some harmful consequences for the self.
Do you think there needs to be some kind of action on the basis of these results?
It's a good question. What we think is that these results should be included in the ongoing conversations that policymakers have when they're trying to decide how best to get storm information and hazard information out to the public. We don't think that it's time to immediately change the names of storms. For instance, we wouldn't say that we should rename all storms with aggressive-sounding male names because, given our analysis, that might suggest that we would be scaring people all the time, and not every hurricane requires evacuation. So what we would suggest is that this information be considered so that we are continuously providing relevant information to the public. Unfortunately, our study suggests that people are taking information from the name of the storm, even though that information is completely irrelevant to the storm's severity.
For a long time, hurricanes were only given female names, weren't they? How long have male names been given, and how have you managed to compensate for that in your data analysis?
Yes, it's a good question. Male names started to be given in 1979, so since that year, the names alternated. We addressed that by having a panel of raters rate each of the hurricane names in our study, in the historical database, for how feminine or masculine they are. And once we did this, we were able to use all the hurricanes in the historical database because even in the female-only years, the names varied considerably by how feminine they are. So Hurricane Cindy, which is a very feminine name, compared to Hurricane Fern, which is also female but not so feminine. So our analysis really focuses on femininity of the name, not just whether it's female or male.
Fascinating. That's University of Illinois researcher Sharon Chavit speaking to Rachel Carbonell.